Number 1.
Excuse me, how long can I keep this book?
All books must be returned within 2 weeks.
I really need to keep it longer than that.
In that case, you can call us in 2 weeks and give us your library card number. Then you'll have 1 more week to return it.
Question. What does the woman want to do? Number 2.
Excuse me, could you tell me how to get to the Royal Bank?
It's quite far. It might be better to take a taxi.
I don't mind walking. I'm not in a hurry.
All right. Go all the way down this street until you get to a bus station. Then turn left. It's on the next block.
Question. What will the woman probably do next? Number 3.
Honey, you're finally home. I was worried about you.
Sorry I'm so late. The train stopped at Jefferson Station because of an accident. It was already too late to get the bus, and there weren't any taxis, so I walked.
From Jefferson Station? That's so far. Why didn't you call me to pick you up?
I would have, but I forgot my phone at the office.
Question. How did the man go home from Jefferson Station? Number 4.
Silver Lake City Museum.
Hello. I'm a regular visitor to the museum. Do you sell special passes for frequent visitors?
Yes, sir, we do. The Museum Friends Pass gives you free entry for 1 year. It also gives you discounts on special exhibits and shows. We have a pamphlet with more information at the ticket office if you're interested.
Wonderful. I'll stop by the next time I'm there.
Question. What is one thing we learn about the man? Number 5.
Ms. Jordan, I'm a big fan of your novels. Would you sign this book for me, please?
Sure. Thanks for coming to the bookstore to see me today.
I just had to come and meet you. Are you working on a new novel now?
Yes, I'm writing a mystery. It'll be published next summer.
Question. What does the man ask Ms. Jordan to do for him? Number 6.
Ken, are you going anywhere for vacation?
Maybe. I'm still planning. I'd like to go somewhere quiet. Maybe camping in the mountains. Or an Alaskan fishing trip, something like that.
Wow! I didn't know you liked that kind of thing.
Well, I went to a crowded resort in Mexico last year, and before that I went to Europe. I'd like to try something different.
Question. Where does the man want to go on his vacation? Number 7.
Jenny, have you seen that new TV show called Harold's Problems? It's really funny.
No, I haven't had time to watch TV recently. I've been working late most nights.
Well, I recorded yesterday's program onto a DVD. If you want to borrow it, I could bring it to work tomorrow.
That's nice of you. I may not have much time this week, but I can probably watch it next week.
Question. What do we learn about the woman? Number 8.
Let's buy this bookcase, Gabrielle. It looks really nice, and the price is reasonable.
I don't think it's a good idea. We'll have to put it together ourselves, and neither of us is very good at that.
I can do it.
Well, I don't have as much confidence as you do, but if you really want to try, go ahead.
Question. Why doesn't the woman want to buy the bookcase? Number 9.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Spanish olive oil. Do you have any?
I'm afraid not. We only have Italian olive oil.
The recipe I want to make asks for Spanish olive oil. It'll be my first time to make the dish, though, so I don't know how important it is.
I don't think there's much difference between them.
Question. Why does the man want Spanish olive oil? Number 10.
I have some bad news, Brian. My dad is being transferred to San Francisco next month. My mom and I will move there this winter.
Does that mean you won't graduate with us?
Yeah, I'm really upset about that.
Me too. We've been going to school together for such a long time.
Question. What is the girl telling the boy? Number 11.
Dad, could you lend me some money?
What happened to the $50 I gave you at the beginning of the month?
I spent it at the amusement park. It was my friend's birthday, so I paid for her ticket.
You're spending too much money, Gabriella. If you want more, you should get a part-time job.
Question. What does Gabriella want to do? Number 12.
Honey, hurry up. We're going to be late for the Hendersons' dinner party.
What? I'm ready to go. I was waiting for you.
You're ready to go? In those clothes? Dave, you are not wearing jeans and a t-shirt to the Hendersons' party. It's too casual.
Really? Do you think so? Well, okay. I'll go put on a more formal shirt and pants.
Question. What does the woman say to the man? Number 13.
Hello?
Hi, Barbara. It's Greg. Do you want to come over and watch a movie tonight?
Well, my French exam is tomorrow morning. I need to study.
French is my favorite subject. I can help you study for a while, and then we can watch the movie.
No, I'd better not. Thanks anyway.
Question. What is one thing the girl says? Number 14.
Beth, I see you finally updated the company website.
Yes, Mr. Carson. I'm sorry I didn't do it by the deadline.
I'm a little disappointed. I know you've been busy, but it's important for our new products to get on the website as soon as possible.
I understand. I'll make sure to do it more quickly next time.
Question. Why is Mr. Carson disappointed in Beth?
Number 15.
Carl, how did your biology presentation go at university today?
Not so well. I had some sound saved on my laptop computer, but for some reason, the computer's speakers didn't work.
Why did you need to use sounds?
Well, I had some insect noises I wanted to play during the presentation.
Question. What was the problem with Carl's presentation?